Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hello, hello. I want to say to Dr. Anthony Robert, who's a super specialist, a pediatric surgeon. He's one of my favorite guys to speak to when it comes to health. And he says that very recently in a theater, when he went to the toilet, he noticed a lot of men taking a leak with one hand, and on the other hand, they had their mobile phones and they were looking. So he says it's such an essential process that your body is releasing fluids or semi-solids, and you are distracted, because that, like I said, is kind of a report card of the health of your body. Doc, you had a very interesting line also that you used. Welcome to Morning Number One.
Yes, so when I entered medical school, I was taught that urine, and it's an ancient saying, that urine is a fountain of all body knowledge.
Urine is the fountain to all body knowledge.
And that's health to reason, because diabetes, which is a very, very common condition, was discovered because this particular doctor found that ants were running to where his urine stains were dropping.
Oh.
Because the ants were diagnosing sugar which was present in the urine, and they were enjoying the diabetic urine. So, but on a more serious note, the things that you want, it's for us to understand that this is basically an exhaust system where waste is being thrown out.
Right.
And waste is being thrown out in two forms. It's coming out in a liquid form and in a semi-solid.
Right.
I'm going to use the word potty instead of anything more colorful, because that's what I work with every day. So when it comes to urine, what you want to see, what you really want to see are a nice, very straw-colored yellow fluid.
Okay.
You don't want to see a concentrated yellow, nor do you want to see this Sprite or Luca-looking urine, which is very clear and you feel very happy, because fair and lovely doesn't work here. Because if the urine is running very, very light, it means that there is a problem. Your urine is not getting concentrated. And diabetes, which is, again, one of the commonest killers we have in the country now, this could be one of the symptoms where you're passing a lot, too much, in fact, and too often. And if it's waking you up in the night to go, those are all warnings in terms of the color and the amount.
Okay. So we want to look for hair, really, really light yellow-colored urine.
If you don't like the sound of hair, I think a good beer actually sounds good.
So it has to be your own personal brew. That's what you have to look out for. It's pretty much what it is. Okay, yeah. So that's great.
On the other side,
yes.
On the other side for urine, in fact, that's more worrying, is where people are holding it in for too long and they're not going too often.
Yeah.
And that's becoming even more an urban phenomenon. Because I do have adolescent children who come to me with urine infections, because mamas have told them that school toilets are quite dirty, or public toilets are dirty, so they are encouraged to hold their urine till they come home.
Right.
And in fact, I've had a mom very proudly telling me that, you know, my daughter, she can hold for 7 hours.
Oh.
And unfortunately, what that does is when urine stands, we are converting our own bladders into a public toilet by holding that urine for that long.
So whenever you feel like going, rush to the bathroom and release. Okay.
You have to go. In fact, we tell children now to void by the clock, which means every 3 hours, the child just ups and goes. It doesn't matter if you feel like you want to pass or not.
Is that something that can apply to the adults also? Every 3 hours, just go to the bathroom and just release, no matter how much?
No, when it comes to an adult, I think about 4 to 5 hours is still acceptable.
Okay. And Doc, if we had to move to, like you said, potty.
Yes, now, potty is the other big one.
Big one.
Because in terms of what you don't want to see,
yes,
in potty, are a few colors. You don't want to see white, okay, because that's usually a sign of bad news, because that's where there may be something blocking the path of your bile coming into the gut. And then that's one of the ways we diagnose people who have blocks in the bile duct or something wrong in the liver.
Okay.
So you don't want to see white. And
okay.
Of course, you don't want to see red.
Mm.
Because that's another big flag. You must, especially as people grow older, when they go beyond 40 and 45, red is a big red flag which comes up.
Okay.
And that could mean a lot of things which are going wrong inside. Right, from what, which are generally common things like a fissure or a pile, or leading all the way up to the big cancer word, and something that you need to go up to. Colors, the good colors are a whole spectrum, starting from yellow all the way to brown. Yeah. but you don't want to go all the way to black, because black again is blood. If you're seeing Bangalore Road tar color in your toilet, it's not good. Yeah, you have to meet somebody and get it taken a look at. But the other thing that you don't want to see is if it is floating, because if it is floating and very difficult to flush, if you're going three or four times to flush, or you're using a bucket of water to flush, then on one hand, you're bad for Bangalore's water problem.
Number one.
On the other hand,
yes.
On the other hand, there could be something wrong with the pancreas gland. If it's floating, then you might need to go in and meet somebody, because it's a very, very early marker for things which can be treated easily.
So four things you should hope not to see in your potty. One, that it floats, or if it's white, red or black in color.
Perfect.
So if the color palette is anything between yellow to brown, it's a thumbs up.
Correct. I don't like the choice of the word palette here.
I'm sorry. I haven't eaten breakfast. It's a good thing. And the ones who've eaten breakfast, good luck to them now.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.